Show along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann's back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We're at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Truck Boulevard. Stop on in and have a little fun as your weekend kicks off. 106.3 FM is our South Gym frequency here in Iowa City. You can also catch KGYM programming on 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa, including Iowa City and Cedar Rapids on 1600 AM, the historic main gym frequency. A big thank you to our guests today, Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, giving us some insight into Kurt Warner's Hall of Fame induction this weekend in Canton, Ohio. And just got off the phone with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom and found it interesting to learn that the Cubs gave Jim Hendry a World Series ring. I did not know that. And, again, for people that want to talk about Steve Bartman, just a reminder that he can't go out publicly.
It's heartbreaking.
It's been, 14 years, and he doesn't even go to family funerals because going out in public, he risks running into someone who's going to say something stupid or do something stupid. I can't imagine living that type of life. It's a World Series where everybody makes a big deal about the Cubs giving him the ring, which is a great story. I really think it was a nice, touching gesture by the Ricketts family because none of them were around or involved in this when it happened in 2003. But that ring does not wipe the slate clean, in my opinion. And Jack's story there, underlying that very much so. For those of you who may not know, although I think if you're listening to the program, you have probably heard us mention this before with Jack, he's like second or third cousins with Steve Bartman. Doesn't really publicize that a whole lot, but it's an interesting little footnote nonetheless. It's Friday. That means we're here at the Coach's Corner. Happy hour still going on until 7 o'clock tonight. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints. If it sounds a little bit busier in here than it normally is, well, that's because there's reason for that. Iowa City West's football team holding its season kickoff here tonight. A lot of green and gold and Trojan football players. Lots of things going on outside. Raffle prizes, door prizes. They're going to have a silent auction. There's a cornhole tournament going outside. And even some music tonight. Acoustic Jack playing here for free at the Coach's Corner. So a really fun evening, and it's going to be going on for a while. So make plans if you don't have anything going on tonight to stop in. Again, the address, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard here in Iowa City. A big thank you to our sponsor for the road trip, Linder Tire. Make sure you check them out online, lindertire.com, or visit one of their three locations, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. This being Friday, well, let's turn it over to Ricky Stanzi.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Todd, we'll start with you. The KGYM squad will be in Iowa City tomorrow. And I want to know, will Kirk Ferentz be the second most popular Ferentz tomorrow?
No, he will not. And that means that Brian Ferentz is going to be the most popular. I love this because we don't get to talk to the assistant coaches all that often, and we haven't had an opportunity to catch up with Brian in an individual one-on-one setting since he was named the offensive coordinator when Greg Davis retired. I think it's going to be fascinating to see tomorrow whether or not we get the Brian Ferentz that we've dealt with, who's been a player and a position coach in Iowa City, or whether or not maybe after this summer and the podcast incident in Des Moines where he took some shots or seemed to jab Minnesota, Iowa State, Nebraska, whether or not Brian is on a little bit of a leash tomorrow and whether he's more guarded. That's what I'm really looking forward to chatting with him and to get his insights not only on the offensive line and the running back situation, but what his thoughts are on how you handle a lack of receivers or a seeming lack of receivers and an overabundance of tight ends, the two tight ends listed on the depth chart there's a lot of things going on with the Iowa offense on Brian Ferentz's watch, and this will be really our first opportunity to get some insight into how Brian is approaching things now that he's gotten promoted to the offensive coordinator's chair. And of course, he's got Ken O'Keefe to lean on, which I think is going to be key as well moving forward into this season. And while we're talking about Iowa football, we should probably remind you that we do have a Hawkeye-related poll question today at kgymradio.com. What is the Hawkeyes' biggest concern heading into 2017? Finding a starting quarterback, replacing Desmond King, adapting to a new offensive coordinator, the depth or lack thereof at the wide receiver position, or special teams play. Vote now, kgymradio.com. Emil's Hideaway, the sponsor for the poll question. And no surprise here, but depth at the receiver position has received the most votes tonight.
Number two.
Coach's poll sleeper, the Auburn Tigers.
Gus Malzahn's job has been on the line for the last 3 years, and I guess he's done just enough to keep his job. Last year, the Auburn Tigers go 8-4. They make the Sugar Bowl because they were the second best team in a very, very down SEC. The first year that Gus Malzahn was on campus in Auburn, they went to the national championship game and had a big lead on Jameis Winston and Florida State. Every time Gus Malzahn has had a quarterback, Nick Marshall, and then thinking back to Arkansas State, he has succeeded. Since then, they have fought through several terrible quarterbacks. Jeremy Johnson has been bad. Sean White has not been any good. And you see the results. Gus Malzahn is on the hot seat, but I think he will get off the hot seat because I think finally they have a quarterback. Keep this name in mind, Jarrett Stidham from Baylor. He played sparingly at Baylor behind several quarterbacks, but when he came in, he showed the ability to not only throw the football but run the football and grasp the concept of that kind of offense. It's the spread option offense, and it's going to work in the SEC as long as you have the right quarterback. And finally, I think they do. Look out for Auburn this year as a sleeper candidate for the college football playoff and to sneak up on Alabama. I love this.
Number three.
Less is more when it comes to night games at Wrigley.
This is a really interesting story, and I think you're going to hear more about it in the weeks to come, maybe even days to come, but Joe Maddon, certainly not the first manager to make comments about the ongoing battle between day games and night games at Wrigley Field, but he's the latest. And obviously, after winning the World Series, he probably has the most cachet of any manager when it comes to addressing this. But he said that 107 years sort of speaks for itself when it comes to the amount of day games that the Cubs play at Wrigley Field. He would like to see the team play more night games. He's certainly not alone in this. There are a lot of people that want this. I think the Ricketts family would love for this as well. Now, there's a ton of issues that go into playing night games at Wrigley Field. They're limited by the neighborhood association to how many that they can play. They'd have to address a lot of things if the status quo were to change there on the north side. But Joe Maddon would like to see day games eliminated at Wrigley Field with the exception of weekends and getaway days where it's the final day of the series, so a team needs to maybe catch a flight and get out of town, head to the East Coast, West Coast, home, wherever they're going. Look, I'm a traditionalist. I love day games at Wrigley Field. There is nothing like playing hooky from work and settling into your seat at 1:20 in the afternoon with an ice-cold Old Style. Still available at one concession stand down the third base line at Wrigley Field, by the way. But I think Joe might have a point here, and we're seeing a lot of changes across the sports landscape, and I think it's only a matter of time, sometime within the next 5 years, before you start to see the Cubs playing more night games and less baseball as it should be played under the sun at Wrigley Field. It's unfortunate, and I'm going to leave.
Number four.
Kurt Warner, the story everyone will point to when the odds are long.
For football players that maybe you're under-recruited, you look at Kurt Warner and you say, oh, well, he didn't get a scholarship offer to Iowa. That went to Paul Burmeister. For players in college who weren't drafted, you look at Kurt Warner and you say, well, he wasn't drafted. He got cut three times. He went to the Arena Football League, and he still succeeded. For players that get released after a certain amount of success in the NFL, you look at Kurt Warner and you say, oh, well, he went to New York, lost his job to Eli Manning, went to Arizona, at the time lost his job to Matt Leinart, and eventually won back the starting job, even though the Arizona Cardinals had spent a top 15 draft pick on a quarterback. Every way you could possibly fail, Kurt Warner has overcome those failures. They're not making a team, not getting a Division I scholarship, and he's going to be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow. It is an absolutely unbelievable story that anybody who has played the game of football, who has succeeded at any level, can look to as inspiration. So for me, it hits close to home. Whatever success in St. Louis pro football ever had, it was due about 90% to that man from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, who played in Cedar Falls. So congratulations to Kurt Warner once again, and I cannot wait to see his speech. And it's so surreal to see that guy being enshrined in the Hall of Fame some 18 years after that infamous hit by Rodney Harrison on Trent Green in the third preseason game for the St. Louis Rams against the San Diego Chargers in 1999. So I love this.
Number five.
Sky-high hoops expectations.
Look, we don't know the full non-conference schedule for Iowa men's basketball yet, but we've got the Big Ten portion of the schedule, and we've got about a good half to two-thirds of the non-conference games, and that's not stopping Hawkeye fans from taking a look at that schedule and expecting big things from this team that basically needs to replace one player. Now, pump the brakes a little bit, because the one player is Peter Jock, and he accounted for about 25% of the scoring that the Hawkeyes had last season. That team, by the way, just missed out on going to the NCAA tournament. But I'm going to buy in here. I'm going to love this, because the way that things are set up for the Hawkeyes, the way that the roster looks this year, as long as Luka Garza and or Jack Nungi comes in and gives them some quality minutes as a big, I think the Hawkeyes are looking at well north of 20 wins during the regular season, just given what the Big Ten looks like, what this roster looks like, and how the schedule shapes up for them. Barring injury, barring some sort of other disaster, I'm on board with the sky-high expectations for the Iowa basketball team this season. North of 20 wins and an NCAA tournament seems to be the bar, and I think that's set, I wouldn't say relatively low, but it should be easily achieved by this team, given everything it's got going for them. And oh, by the way, they also get the benefit of those 10 practices and the European trip this month, which, as we know from watching college basketball, and Iowa in particular in the past, you cannot put a price on what that trip means as far as camaraderie, chemistry, all of the above. I know it sounds like I'm going overboard here. I'm buying in. You're excited about Iowa football and Media Day tomorrow and Kinnick Stadium kickoff right around the corner September 2nd against Wyoming. It's okay to think about basketball, at least when the Hawkeyes are going to be good, and they're going to be good this year.
Number six.
Jay Cutler to Miami.
This has been a rumbling that I feel like started right here yesterday on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn by Todd Brommelkamp. I'm sure somebody else brought it up before we did.
We're changing the name of the show right now to the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn by Todd Brommelkamp.
That works for me. Actually, when you're gone, it's the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn featuring Kyle Mann. Mark Dukes labeled that, so that's what I called it.
But no.
That is a different story
no.
for a different day. Okay fine.
Yeah.
You can veto it.
Okay.
You can veto that, so we won't do that.
I was unaware of that.
But Jay Cutler seems to be, if you're looking outside of the organization, a perfect fit in Miami. But it's something that I don't necessarily care to see. I mentioned this about a half an hour ago. I have never been a huge believer in Jay Cutler. I know that the talent is there. I know that he has some raw talent, but it never has manifested itself onto the football field. He is still Jay Cutler, who will make just as many, if not more, mistakes than he will big plays. And I don't think him being 36 years old and fresh off an offseason where he was preparing to step into the TV booth rather than onto a football field are going to help matters all that much. I think, as a texter pointed out last hour, that Matt Moore is the best option in Miami right now. And if you're looking outside of the organization, maybe Jay Cutler, you give him a look and bring him in and see if he's in good shape. But I just would rather the Miami Dolphins live in anonymity this year. They are not exactly a roster that is going to compete for a Super Bowl, especially in the AFC East. So right now, I'm going to leave Cutler to Miami, but I would not be surprised if it happened.
Number 7.
Headlocks and headhunting, 24 years later.
Today is the anniversary of one of the more memorable moments in Chicago White Sox baseball history. They didn't win a championship today. Nothing major happened other than the fact that on this date, 24 years ago, Nolan Ryan and Robin Ventura threw down. And by throw down, I mean Nolan Ryan kicked Robin Ventura's behind. Robin Ventura, who was, what, 20-some years younger than Nolan Ryan, most people can close their eyes and picture Nolan Ryan with Robin Ventura in a headlock pounding on the top of his head. Not exactly a banner moment for baseball or the Texas and Chicago franchises, but one that will live in infamy. And you don't see that a whole lot nowadays, which is a good thing in baseball. Nolan Ryan was essentially the last of his breed, although guys like Roger Clemens carried on to a certain extent. Nolan Ryan would hit a guy right in the ribs the next time through the order if he homered off him. He had that Bob Gibson mentality to him. And knowing what we do about player injuries and player safety in this day and age, that's not necessarily something that I think deserves to be celebrated, but when it comes to this particular moment, you could really say that it defined the career of Robin Ventura, and he had some great moments, including the Grand Slam single with the Mets. But if you said the name Robin Ventura to a lot of baseball fans and asked them, just tell me, snap your fingers, first thing that comes to mind, Robin Ventura, how many of them would name, associate Nolan Ryan? Robin Ventura, Nolan Ryan. Boom. I'm one of them. Love it.
Number 8.
Preseason college football scrimmages.
We talked about this on Tuesday after Scott Docterman of the Land of 10, his piece came out on Kirk Ferentz and possibly wanting preseason football to come to college football. And a lot of people were for it. I'm not necessarily for putting in games, whether it's against a FCS opponent or an FBS opponent, to the same extent that NFL does, having games where you're charging the same price of admission as you would for a regular season game to a preseason game. But I think it would be good for the teams to get looks from other teams, get looks from other defenses, especially for offenses, other than the one that they see every day in practice, their own. I think back to last year, and I think of a team that I followed going through a coaching transition, and that first week that they went out there with a new offensive scheme looked absolutely horrible, absolutely lost in their first game because they had not faced another defense other than their own throughout training camp. They didn't know what to expect, and you cannot replicate game-like snaps in practice. You just can't do it. So I think it would be very, very beneficial for scrimmages against other teams, whether that's Iowa scrimmaging against you and I, or Iowa scrimmaging against another Power 5 opponent. I think it would be good for college football. Safety concerns are there whether you're in practice or whether you're in the game. So for these teams, for teams especially developmental programs like Iowa, I would be all for it. And, heck, I'm starving for college football news and things to follow in about, let's call it June 1st. So starting the college football schedule a little bit earlier would be all right by me. Love this.
Number 9.
Mug Club.
Mug Club. It is a Z102.9 Mug Club tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium. They're about 10 minutes away from first pitch between the Colonels and the Kane County Cougars. It's the same Kane County Cougars team that will be back at Veterans Memorial Stadium next month for the Midwest League playoffs. Hard to believe, but the season is winding down. We got less than a month of minor league baseball to be played in Cedar Rapids. And more importantly,
DUPACO is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers DUPACO Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, DUPACO members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at DUPACO.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use DUPACO, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 9898 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9898.
Hurry in. For a limited time, get big savings on automotive batteries while they're hot. Visit AutoZone today for hot deals on the parts and supplies you need. While heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery, Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat, tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And right now, you'll get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Let's get you what you need.
Restrictions and details apply. Limit 2.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Napa know-how.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastipatience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewels.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Here's Dari Noka.
If that Cowboys-Cardinals game last night got you all kinds of fired up for football, I can't help you. I can't agree with you. I can't relate to you. I'd rather watch training camp than sit through a quote-unquote game being played by guys we'll never again see in the regular season. At least that way I can see guys of some football importance do football-y things. Oh, if I didn't mention it earlier, Cowboys won last night's game 20-18. Whee! The NFL preseason, painful to watch. Too long, it's meaningless for fans and beyond boring. I realize coaching staffs use these preseason games to help determine who the last few guys in their roster will be, but what can you learn in a preseason game against some other team's scrubs that will tell you anything more than what you would learn in camp? I'm not trying to be mean. If last night's game got you fired up, good for you. Know what got me fired up yesterday? The coaches poll coming out. Who's too high? Who's too low? I'll tell you in 60 seconds.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Guys, get to JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, the biggest sale of the season ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 619 to 85.
Who are the 7 coaches that voted Clemson number 1 in the coaches poll that came out yesterday? 7 of the 65 voters did it. Only one way to explain this. They must always vote for the defending champ at 1. It's one of those, they're the top dog until somebody beats them things. They lost to Sean Watson and a ton more. I think their overall rating of 5 is even too high. What else jumped out to me? The 2 best coaches in college football today have the top 2 teams this year, according to the voting coaches. Nick Saban and Bama 1, Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes 2. 4 Big Ten teams are in the top 10. Step up, Big Ten. Now's your chance to claim the top conference spot. Though I think Michigan at 9 is too high. Oklahoma State's 11. This should be Mike Gundy's best team. That's a dark horse playoff team. Great to see K-State sitting at 19. That's 58 numbers lower than Bill Snyder's age. More on all this tomorrow on Dari and Mel at 9 Eastern. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Todd and Alex are experiencing some minor technical difficulties down in Iowa City, but they'll be back soon. So for now, you've got me. I'm by myself, and I'm going to give you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Head coach Lisa Bluter announced several changes to her Iowa women's basketball staff today, the most notable announcement being Jenny Fitzgerald's promotion to associate head coach. Abby Stamp was also named Director of Player Development, while Katherine Reynolds is the new Director of Operations. Both are former players for Bluter and Fitzgerald. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is competing at the World Golf Championships in Akron, Ohio this weekend. He ran into some inclement weather towards the end of his second round, but when he completed that today, he found himself 4 under par, tied for second, and 2 behind the lead. The Iowa baseball team wrapped up their play at the NBC World Series yesterday, and they've now got 20 days before they leave for Taipei. They'll host one more exhibition game before then, however, when the Quad City Cardinals come to Dwayne Banks Field on August 10th. The game wasn't quite as nice as the weather last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium, with the Colonels falling to the Kane County Cougars for the second night in a row, 6-1. They're trying to avoid the sweep tonight with ace Clark Beaker on the mound taking on Riley Smith, and that game's going to get started in about 1 second. The Iowa football team will hold its media day tomorrow, and our whole Todd Brommelkamp Show squad will be there, so be sure to tune in with us on Monday and we'll let you know what went down. The Rangers beat the Twins last night 4-1, and we'll have game two of that series right here on KGYM after our show. It'll be Bartolo Colon and Martin Perez pitching, beginning at 7:10, and you can catch it on 107.5 FM, The North Gym. We'll have Todd and Alex back for you soon. Stick with us.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol Razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Find new Barbasol razors now at Walgreens.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Thing to now, but there could be a conflict of interest, and I don't even know if she would be allowed to. I don't know how that works, because you would presume that a husband and wife, it would be problematic, and that you would like, he would be able to do what he wanted without technically being the owner. But I don't know if you could actually legally do anything about it.
Isn't it also sort of another statement about the difference between, at some level, the NFL and the NBA? We've talked so much about the players and how they run the NBA. In essence, but there's also this huge disconnect right now between the players in the NFL and the owners in the NFL, who are obviously not young, hip entertainment superstars. And then you think about the NBA, you've got, even if she can't own a team, the fact that you've got the Jay-Z's and Beyoncé's of the world continually lining up to try and be a part of the NBA says something about how hip the NBA culture is perceived to be by so many people.
Right, and it's why a lot of the owners end up buying a team. Because they want to be cool, because it's much more interesting and fun to be the owner of an NBA team than some sort of, you know, venture capital firm that makes tons of money. You can do both. You're going to make your money off of
6:37. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, coming your way on 106.3 FM.
Probably not this season, but the one after, going to try to be the destination for whatever the biggest super team that might compete with the Warriors is. And if she was a part owner of that and they ended up being the biggest rival of the Warriors, where Kevin Durant is, repped by Roc Nation, that would be a fun back and forth, husband and wife.
Do you think we're going to reach the point in this process where essentially, because of the leverage the athletes have and because of the way they want to come together, and you look at these situations guys play later into their careers, are we going to be looking at everything sort of 3-year contracts and then you try and move forward from it so that these guys can switch teams every few years? I mean, are we looking at a super team of the 3-year period every 3 years?
Well, I think it'll be interesting because the CBA they made changes to the CBA to try to prevent players from leaving the teams they were on. The problem is that we just saw what happened with Chris Paul, who is, you know, the president of the Players Association, who knows how to move things around and work things the way he wanted. So he forces a trade out of the Clippers, they know they don't want to lose him for nothing. So instead, they send him over for a bunch of pieces so they get something in it. But because it was a trade, he still gets his bird rights through Houston. So he can still get that super max deal. If he had just left the team and gone into free agency, he wouldn't get that. So you will have players looking to potentially move quicker than they used to try to best get the situation that they want. Fewer long-term deals potentially, but they might be doing it in that way where they're trying to force themselves out of somewhere so that they can continue to get those, you know, add those seasons up toward a larger contract.
And I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been in the NBA. There are certain people, we talked about it yesterday. There are certain people that have a ton of star power, right? And Beyonce is one of those people that no matter who you are in the entertainment industry, you walk by Beyonce, it catches your eye. At some point, you got to think if recruiting is the situation, if recruiting is what they're looking for, then you have to look at it at some point and say Beyonce is a natural recruiter. No matter where she is, no matter how small of a portion of a team she may have, she's Beyonce. I mean, there is a point where that's just cooler when you're walking in the room than whoever your other owners are for any other team in most sports. I mean, that's any advantage they can get. I would imagine the Mark Cubans of the world would hate this because Mark Cuban is sort of
He's the cool guy right now.
Yeah, he likes being that. Like, he likes being the Shark Tank, you know, Mark Cuban guy. But there's sort of an element of Cuban that would have to hate it. And I think the NBA owners as a whole have to look at it and tread that water very lightly because they don't want to put themselves in a situation where they've given themselves less of an advantage in recruiting because they've let somebody come in and buy a minuscule part of an NBA team.
Tannehill and Gase have been on the same page. Hello? They've been lockstep.
Hey.
I'm acquaintances with Mark Cuban. I will shoot him a text and I will see if he would be excited about the potential of Beyonce coming in or if he would be feeling like his coolness is overshadowed by the Queen Bee, because that is an interesting point. Also,
if I get you connected with Justin Timberlake, then you need to get me connected with Mark Cuban. Like, Mark Cuban's on the list of people I want to hang out and have a beer with. So
let's do it. I've actually been trying to plan Edward 40 Hands with him for several years because he didn't know what that was when we first met.
Yes.
And so we can all do it together.
I'm in.
You, me, Justin Timberlake, Mark Cuban, Edward 40 Hands.
Now, this is the best idea I've ever heard.
It's going to be a great podcast. Also, news today, Doc Rivers has been relieved of his front office.
As much as I enjoy hearing Sarah Spain on the KGYM airwaves, I'd much rather you hear our voices. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn coming to you from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, or in person at one of their three Iowa locations, Grinnell, North Liberty, or right here in Iowa City, where tomorrow Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa football team will meet members of the media. It's media day. And because of that, we've got a Hawkeye-related poll question for you at kgymradio.com today. What is Iowa's biggest concern heading into 2017? Is it finding a starting quarterback, replacing Desmond King, adapting to a new offensive coordinator, the depth at the receiver position, or special teams? Vote now, again, kgymradio.com. And a big thank you to Emil's Hideaway for sponsoring the poll question. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. What's your biggest concern with the Hawkeyes heading into the season? 319-366-1600. I think there are going to be a lot of questions tomorrow and very few answers. A lot of questions about Nathan Stanley and Tyler Wiegers, the decision to list Stanley ahead of Wiegers on the depth chart, even though, as Kirk Ferentz told us in Chicago a couple weeks ago, this is still relatively unsettled. Just because Nathan Stanley is number one on the depth chart without the or without the slash, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's the starting quarterback. I think they would like him to be the starting quarterback. I think they would like him to win. Let me rephrase. I think they would like him to win the starting quarterback job.
Yes. When you have a battle, a quarterback battle, you want the more talented quarterback to win. You want the guy with the size, the strength, the arm strength to win. And I thought last year when Nathan Stanley's red shirt was burnt and we saw him at Kids Day, there are definitely some things to work on, or some things to build on with him. He's a toolsy player. But the guy that we saw then and then the guy that we saw during the spring, And there are a lot of factors there. There was a factor that Akram Wadley didn't participate in contact during the spring. Matt Vandenberg wasn't there during the spring. You're working with a lot of unproven wide receivers, inexperienced wide receivers, and it's very difficult to find your footing when that's the case. But during the fall, it's a lot different than during the spring. During the spring, the defense is ahead of the offense. During the fall, the offense has to catch up because the intensity and the sense of urgency gets ramped up. We are only 27 now days before the first college football game and 29 days before the Iowa Hawkeyes take on what could be one of the best quarterbacks in the country. So the offense has to figure it out. They have to figure it out in a hurry because they're not going to walk into a cakewalk situation in game one this year. They're not going to face an Akron. They're not going to face an FCS opponent. They are going to face a very good Wyoming team, and it's not going to be, let's ease into the situation. It is going to be throwing out an inexperienced quarterback into a situation where he's playing in front of 70,000 fans, starting in front of 70,000 fans for the first time, and it's going to be an interesting story to see unfold.
6:45 here on a Friday night, the KGYM road trip here at Coach's Corner, driven by Linder Tire, winding down. Still got an opportunity to hear from you tonight. Not only will we talk a little Iowa football on Monday, but I'm sure we'll have a little Major League Baseball to talk about as well. You, Darvish, not exactly the smoothest start to his tenure with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Cubs played earlier today, wound up on the losing end of a 4-2 decision at the hands of the Washington Nationals. Cubs are now 57-51 as that series continues at Wrigley Field throughout the weekend. Kyle Hendricks goes 7. Quality start for him. He had 5 strikeouts today, but a couple home runs by Daniel Murphy ultimately wind up doing the Cubs in. News on the NFL front, Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers have come to terms on a contract extension. The head coach won't be leaving Pittsburgh anytime soon, and still up in the air, the status of Miami Dolphins starting quarterback Ryan Tannehill. He may or may not miss most of or all of the 2017 season, and Jay Cutler's representatives have reportedly reached out to the Miami Dolphins. So be interesting to see what, if anything, happens on that front. We'll talk football, baseball, anything you want to. 319-366-1600. The floor is yours here for the final 12 minutes or so of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, again coming to you from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. If you hear in the background a lot of noise, a lot of action going on here at Coach's Corner, and wondering to yourself, why is that? Well, the Iowa City West football team is kicking off its season tonight, their annual fundraiser. It's the third year that they've done this. Acoustic Jack is playing outside. There's a cornhole tournament. They've got both door and raffle prizes, a silent auction. Lots of things to lure you in the door here tonight at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. We're just a tiny part of it. We're going to be off the air here in a little bit. Whether we want to be, sometimes whether we want to be, and sometimes when we don't want to be, we're off the air here at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. But still plenty of opportunity for you to come in and start your weekend with us. Back to Iowa football, though. Tomorrow, 1:30, Kirk Ferentz, I believe, is scheduled to meet the media, and then it's over to the practice facility where usually the assistant coaches are available for a short period of time, and then the players, and then they'll head over to Kinnick Stadium and take their annual team photo. And whether you like it or not, summer's over and football's here.
I really do like that. And it's definitely a busy time of year for us here at KGYM, but we're excited to get the before the boom and after the final gun started again, because Iowa football, college football, is about to return. I have been fooled so many times by trying to predict preseason what this team is going to be look like, and fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I'm not going to let it happen again. I think back to 2015, and I've told this story before, but we went to Kids Day in 2015, and there were so many issues on the offensive line, and there were so many issues at the receiver position. There were just so many issues on the offensive side of the football to the point where I was wondering if they were going to win six games. It was coming off the year where Jake Rudock had transferred to Michigan, and I just had so many questions. They go 12-0, and part of me looking at this team has that same preseason feeling that I did in 2015. What is the receiving core going to look like? What is the quarterback going to look like? What is this team going to look like? They have a difficult schedule, and will they win six or seven games? But they have shown the ability to make such big-time jumps from spring to fall and then fall to that first game and then even that first game to October and November. And if they can do that again, they have a chance to be a pretty solid football team. Will it happen? I don't know. But we're about ready to find out.
Tell you what we're going to do. Before we take our next break, I understand we've got Dave on the line. Dave wants to ask a question. So go ahead, Kyle. Let's head to Dave on the phone line. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, I was just wondering, before we switch over to football, 100%, I have a love for college baseball and minor league baseball. I was just looking for vacation spots, you know, or places to hit throughout the Midwest that for minor league baseball would be the best place to go to.
Appreciate the question, Dave. Depending, let's just put this within like a day's drive here. A couple of my favorite places, big fan of Oklahoma City. They've got the Oklahoma City Dodgers. It's the AAA affiliate for LA. The ballpark is in downtown Oklahoma City. There's a Mickey Mantle Steakhouse right across the street from it. Oklahoma City, if you've never been there, is sort of an unheralded gem. It's a really cool town. I like the vibe there in Oklahoma City. I'm trying to think of some other places. If you wanted to head east a little bit, not too far away, Indianapolis, downtown Indianapolis, Victory Field, which is the AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I like Indianapolis. That's always fun. And outside of that, boy, you really put me on the spot here. One of my favorite places to go, my former co-host might be able to hook you up with some advice there, but Knoxville, Tennessee, just outside of Knoxville in Sevierville, is the home of the Cubs AA affiliate, the Tennessee Smokies. They play their ball at the foothills of the Smoky Mountains. It's absolutely beautiful there and worth checking out. And you're then like 2.5-3 hours away from Nashville, too, which has a brand-new ballpark. They've got the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. They're the Nashville Sounds. So depending on how much time you've got on your hands and where you want to head, there are plenty of options. And, of course, you can always keep it here locally with the Cedar Rapids Colonels, who are in action tonight. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Kyle will have our final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. We'll check in and see how the Colonels are doing as they close out that three-game series with the Kane County Cougars. Back to put the finishing touches on a Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show and another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire after this.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2GB promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
You're disappointed I didn't suggest Memphis, aren't you?
No.
No?
No.
AutoZone ballpark.
This might shock you when I say this. I like going to Memphis to visit the people that I know in Memphis, visit family members, and watch football. If it weren't for that, I don't know how much time I'd be spending in Memphis. That's okay. Just the God's honest truth.
Fair enough. And you're probably not the first person, nor will you be the last, to say that. 6:54, welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show. That's Alex Kuhn. We're here at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub for just a few more minutes. The West High football team kicking off its season tonight in style. Lots of stuff going on here. Come on in and check it out. 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Let's do this. Let's send it back to Kyle Mann on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He's got your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Kyle, take it away.
Head coach Lisa Bluter announced several changes to her Iowa women's basketball staff today, the most notable announcement being Jenny Fitzgerald's promotion to associate head coach. Abby Stamp was also named Director of Player Development, while Katherine Reynolds is the new Director of Operations. Both are former players for Bluter and Fitzgerald. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is competing at the World Golf Championships in Akron, Ohio this weekend. And after his second round today, he's 4 under par in second place and 2 strokes off the lead. The Iowa baseball team wrapped up their play at the NBC World Series yesterday, and they've now got 20 days before they leave for Taipei. They'll host one more exhibition game before then, however, when the Quad City Cardinals come to Duane Banks Field on August 10th. The game wasn't quite as nice as the weather last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium, with the Colonels falling to the Kane County Cougars for the second night in a row, 6-1. They're trying to avoid the sweep tonight with ace Clark Beaker on the mound. They're scoreless in the second. The Iowa football team will hold its media day tomorrow, and our whole Todd Brommelkamp Show squad will be there. So be sure to tune in on Monday, and we'll let you know what we thought was interesting. The Rangers beat the Twins last night 4-1, and we'll have game 2 of that series right here on KGYM after the show. It'll be Bartolo Colon and Martin Perez pitching, beginning at 7:10, and you can catch it on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Big program coming up for you on Monday. We're going to be checking in with former Iowa Hawkeye Desmond King.
I still have to get used to saying the Los Angeles Chargers. But, yes, Desmond King will check in with us on Monday. We'll have plenty of recap of what we find out right here in Iowa City tomorrow from the Iowa football program. And to be announced, we're going to have a local flavor as well, one of the Iowa beat reporters. Not sure which one yet will join us on Monday to recap from their perspective what they find out tomorrow at the Iowa football facility.
Follow along with us on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp, at Alex Kuhn 523, at KGYM Radio. We will be there. Again, it starts at 1:30. Kirk Ferentz's time at the podium, and then assistant coaches, followed by the players on the practice fields. And there are some questions, and I don't know necessarily how many answers there are at this point on August 4th, but we're inside a month away from the kickoff of the season at Kinnick Stadium as Iowa will welcome Wyoming on September 2nd. Hard to believe, but as we mentioned a few times tonight, summer is winding down. Speaking of winding down, that's going to do it for us here at the Coach's Corner. A big thank you to Kyle Mann back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids at the KGYM Studios for keeping us relatively on track tonight. For Alex and myself, thanks for listening. We'll tune you over to Twins Baseball or ESPN programming. We will reconvene. Local programming begins Monday at 3 o'clock with the Gym Class. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. Talk to you then.
Take me out to a Twins game.
So you can get another bobblehead for your collection?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Free TC bobbleheads on August 6th.
I think you have one of those.
No, I have an Asiatic black bear bobblehead.
Where'd you get that?
Laos.
Really?
Yeah. Weird story. Way before we met.
Ooh.
Change up your summer with the Twins.